Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our high nearing 46. A slight chance for some rain and snow showers tonight, otherwise cloudy with our low around 27. Rain and snow showers are possible into Friday, otherwise cloudy with our high of 35, and mostly cloudy with low around 19 throughout Friday night. Rain and snow showers are possible into Saturday as well, cloudy and 35, and showers continue Saturday night with a low around 22. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster. Currently it's 32 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Trace Tall. Lawrence police say one man has died after a standoff that began in the afternoon hours yesterday. Officers attempted to serve an out-of-town warrant at an apartment in the 1700 block of Ohio Street. Just before 6 p.m., they heard a single gunshot come from inside the apartment they were serving the warrant. As officers backed away from the apartment, they established a perimeter and called for additional assistance. Nearby apartments were evacuated. Officers entered the apartment at 9:30 p.m., and located a dead man with a gunshot wound. No additional details were immediately available. Emporia police have arrested a 20-year-old for distributing drugs after finding him with cocaine, marijuana, and LSD. Officers also found drugs at an Emporia State fraternity as part of the investigation. Caden Hunt was arrested Monday on suspicion of distributing and selling controlled substances. An Emporia State spokeswoman confirmed Hunt is currently enrolled at the university. Kansas Mid-America Network News.
It starts with you. You reach out to Kate News because you need someone who is on your side. Someone who knows how it feels to be unheard. Someone who won't back down from asking the difficult questions.
Well, I'm an investigative reporter, and
the smell is disgusting.
Well, the entire state...
As one lead produces another, the path of truth starts to develop. Your questions get answered. Your problems get solved. You get the justice you deserve. Kate News, always on your side.
Burwell Construction has been a trusted name in the roofing business as a local company. Whether you're still trying to get a new roof from storms or have general wear and tear, call Burwell Construction at 316-794-3430. Burwell Construction will evaluate your roof and work with you from start to finish, even help with any insurance claims. Join the thousands of others and trust your next roof to Burwell Construction. 316-794-3430 or burwellconstruction.com.
It's Burwell, it's Burwell.
Two people were injured in an accident just before 2:30 in the afternoon yesterday in Phillips County. The Kansas Highway Patrol reported a 2002 Ford Explorer driven by Brooklyn Jean Beckman, 17, of Phillipsburg, was westbound on Kansas 9 about a mile and a half west of Kerwin. The passenger side tires of the SUV dropped off the pavement. The driver then overcorrected and lost control of the vehicle. The SUV then entered the north ditch and overturned. EMS did transport Beckman and a passenger.
Duzine Enterprises has been laying floors all over our area since 1962. That's miles and miles of carpet, laminate, tile, hardwood, and vinyl. And they are so good at it that their schedule is filling up fast. So while good things come to those who wait, if you have a remodel or a new construction project in your near future, you should probably get on their schedule today. So call 785-325-2379. That's 785-325-2379. Duzine Enterprises in Washington. Why would you go anywhere else? Financing available.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. I'm Trace Tall. Valley County Sheriff Casey Hurlburt claims he's not guilty of felony insurance fraud. Hurlburt's case advanced to trial court in Valley County after he waived a preliminary hearing. Last week, he entered a written plea of not guilty and waived his arraignment in district court. No trial date is scheduled, but he's scheduled for a pretrial hearing on March 20th of next year. Court documents show he's accused of reporting an accident involving a personal car to have happened in October of last year. The actual date of the crash was March of last year. The charge alleges that Hurlburt was trying to have repairs done on his car under an insurance policy he took out in April of last year. The Nebraska Department of Environment and Energy is offering free nitrate sample kits and lab analysis to private drinking water well owners across the state until January 31st of next year. Well owners can request a free nitrate sample kit by calling NDEE at 402-471-2186. Nebraska Mid-American Network News.
Ho, ho, ho! All the beautiful sounds of the holiday season. The season of friends and family who gather to eat, drink,
And share the Wi-Fi.
That's right. Enjoy uninterrupted connectivity with Blue Valley Technologies worry-free Wi-Fi. Get 2 months free worry-free Wi-Fi and free installation from Blue Valley Technologies.
Find out more details at bluevalley.net/promo.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A tie vote for Washington County USD 108 School Board was decided by a coin flip by county commissioners. And Kelsey Beichman won the race, breaking a tie vote with Lindsay Hattishall. Another race for Vining City Council was also settled by a coin toss. 11 arrests in February in Crete last week were the result of a year-long investigation by the Nebraska Motor Vehicle Department Fraud Unit in connection with buying and distributing fake ID documents with assistance from Jefferson and Saline County authorities. Ballots mailed to eligible voters for Farm Service Agency committee elections are due to be returned by December 4th at the local FSA offices. Christmas opening festivities are planned this weekend, including Marysville Saturday, featuring breakfast with Santa at the Lincoln Center from 8 to 10 a.m. Activities at the library, cartoons for kids at Marshall County Abstract, and a scavenger hunt at the historic courthouse are scheduled from 10 to 2. Kester House and Pony Express Barn will be open. Carolers will be downtown. An Elf King and Queen contest and pet costume contest are at 1:30 at the historic courthouse. Santa's parade in Marysville is Saturday at 2, and he'll greet youngsters at his house on the Kester block until 4:30. Waterville celebrates Christmas on Commercial Street Saturday with Mrs. Claus Storytime at the library at 3:30, Christmas wagon rides at 4, a Santa cruise at 4:30, and Santa's arrival at 5. Kids' crafts and activities downtown from 4 until 6, a free will soup dinner at the Waterville Community Center Saturday at 5:30, with drawings for hams, turkeys, and ground beef every half hour at 5:30, 6, and 6:30 p.m. A Frankfort Hometown Festival Saturday includes a farmer's market from 10 to 12:30 with Christmas candy. Santa's to arrive at 10:30 and will be downtown until noon. Bid on decorated themed trees on display at 119 North Kansas Avenue from 10 to 2. And a sip and shop is planned at Frankfort Businesses Saturday from 2 until 6. Santa will stop in Washington Saturday, 10 to 11 a.m. at Carrie Heitman's Photography Studio with kids' activities and treats. Lions Club will host a pancake feed. The 43rd Annual Gifts and Goodies Craft Fair runs 8:30 till 2 in the old elementary building in Washington. Sunday in Palmer, a soup supper is planned at the cafe at 5, with kids' activities starting at 4. Santa's arrival and a number of other events throughout the early evening Sunday, hosted by the Palmer Booster Club. A holiday lighted parade in Beatrice Saturday evening is planned at 5:30. The King Singers return to Marysville Saturday evening with a 7 p.m. performance in the Marysville High School Auditorium. The a cappella ensemble will perform Wish Upon a Star. $20 tickets available online at marshallcountyarts.org and at the Marysville Chamber and Main Street office weekdays 10 to 2. On Sunday, the Marshall County Community Choir will showcase The Promise of a King along with a piano duet and the United Church of Christ handbell ringers at 2 p.m. at the Marysville Methodist Church, 1500 North Street in Marysville. Ronald L. Ron Jaquess, age 82 of Marysville, passed away November 23rd. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the First Christian Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 1 until 9. Family will see friends Thursday from 6 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Ron Jaquess. Emma Maxine Stewart, age 94 of Washington, passed away November 25th. Celebration of life service, Friday 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Washington. Burial, Friday 2 p.m. at the Frankfort City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 4 until 8 p.m. at the Ward Funeral Home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Maxine Stewart. Joe P. Jimenez, Jr., age 70 of Marysville, passed away November 26th. Celebration of life service is planned Friday at 1:30 at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore. There will be a visitation Thursday, 5 until 8. family, greeting friends, Thursday 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Joe Jimenez Jr. Wilma J. Leidig, age 79, formerly of Washington, passed away October 26th. Any graveside service is planned Monday, December 4th at the Washington City Cemetery, with Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Wilma Leidig. Patricia J. Patty Wather, age 76, of Wymore, passed away November 25th. Graveside service is planned Tuesday, December 5th at 2 p.m. at the Blue Springs Cemetery, with a visitation Monday, 10 until 8. Family will greet friends Monday, 6 until 7:30 at the Laughlin Hove at Funeral Home in Wymore, in charge of arrangements for Patty Wather. J.C. Chandler, age 25, passed away November 23rd. He was formerly of Frankfort, passed away after a long brain injury sustained in an automobile accident in 2016. The service will be held in Kansas and announced at a later date. Melinda A. Hagenmeyer, age 60, of Randolph, passed away November 24th. Memorial service is planned December 8th at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for Melinda Hagenmeyer. Elder W. Al Losey, age 82, of Beatrice, passed away November 26th. A celebration of life service will be held at a later date. Fox Funeral Home in charge of Beatrice, in charge for Al Losey. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, a pimento cheese sandwich, sweet potato fries, tomato soup, and relish with fruit cocktail. Tomorrow, fried chicken, mashed potato, green beans, and a banana. KNDY News time is 7:16.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Partly sunny today with our highs in the lower to upper 40s. There will be a chance for some rain and snow showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Rain and snow showers may continue in throughout Friday as well, cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s, and mostly cloudy skies into Friday night with our lows in the upper teens and lower 20s. There will be another chance for some rain and snow showers throughout the afternoon on Saturday, still cloudy with our highs in the mid-30s and lower 40s. And some showers early Saturday night, then staying cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 20s. Warming up into Sunday, sunshine with our highs in the mid to upper 40s, and partly cloudy skies over Sunday night with our lows in the lower to mid 20s. Slightly warmer throughout Monday, mostly sunny skies with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, and staying partly cloudy into Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. And still sunny throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s, then clear skies into Tuesday night with our lows in the mid to upper 20s, and even warmer throughout the day on Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late November, 49. Record high on this date, 73. The average low, 27, and the record low, 2 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:26. Sunset this evening at 5:06. It's 32 degrees this hour. And that's a check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 30th of November. KNDY News time, 7:18. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Upsets galore in the men's top 25. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. We begin with the ACC-SEC Challenge, number 7, Duke at Arkansas.
2 seconds, 1 second, it is over. It is over. Arkansas wins it. Here they come. Duke trying to get off the floor.
The call on Learfield, without leading scorer Tremont Mark. Trevon Brazil picked up the slack for the Razorbacks, a 19-point, 11-rebound double-double. Arkansas holds on for the 80-75 upset of Duke. Virginia home against 14th-ranked Texas A&M, late second half.
Shovel handoff to Rhodey with 6 to shoot. Rhodey pulls up for a 3.
It's good!
Wow!
The call on the Virginia Sports Radio Network, Andrew Rudy running the Cavaliers' lead to 55-41. Rudy scored a team-high 13 points. Virginia upsets the Aggies 59-47. This is ABC Sports. More NCAA Top 25 men's action. The Philadelphia Holy War. St. Joe's at 18th-ranked Villanova.
Ball comes into the left corner. Xavier Brown, one hands a pass, Greer, open right corner, three, hits it! Hawks by 14, 3:05 left in the second half.
The call on the St. Joseph Sports Network. Hawks defeat the Wildcats for the first time since 2011. 78-65 your final. Number 17, North Carolina upset 10th-ranked Tennessee, 192. Number 22, James Madison drubbed Buffalo, 81-66. NBA, Nuggets hosting the Rockets. Nikola Jokic logged yet another triple-double, 32-15-10. Denver bests Houston, 134-124. The Lakers routed the Pistons, 133-107. The Pelicans topped the Sixers, 124-114. Clippers beat the Kings, 131-117. On the ice, the Rangers edged the Red Wings, 3-2. The Capitals skated by the Kings, 2-1. This is Rich Cantu, ABC.
High school basketball season tips off Thursday. Marysville's at Hiawatha. Home opener with Sabetha Friday, live on KNDY.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Market information from the Mid-American Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier. Good Thursday to you. Markets opening up in just a little bit for the pre-Friday celebration. Saw a lot of volatility and a lot of weird trading yesterday in the markets, but did wrap up mostly higher in the grains, mostly higher in the livestock is how we roll through that. We'll see what's in store for us today. Corn market, though, did seem mostly higher. December was down slightly by 1¾ cents to 4.49¾. March corn in the green by 2¼ at 4.75¾ cents. In the wheat market, they saw the biggest gains yesterday, with December KC wheat finishing 27 cents higher to 640 even. The March KC wheat up 16½ at 634¼. In the oats market, mixed there, mostly lower. December was up 1¼ to 3.59¾. The March oats down 6¾ cents to 3.62 even. The later futures were all in the red as well. Soybean market did wrap up slightly higher yesterday. January up ½ cent to 13.47 even. March up 3/4 at 13.65½ cents. The meal was down $6 at 4.44¾ cents for the December. January down 3½ at 4.27 even. And the soybean oil, December down 66 cents on the day yesterday to 52.68. January down 30 cents at 52¼ cents. Canola market, January wrapped up 670 lower at $700.90, with the March down 610 at 705 at 40. And the cotton market was slightly in the green, with the December up 22 cents at 78.82. Looking at your livestock from yesterday, we saw mostly higher numbers there across the board after some interesting trading. December live cattle was up a quarter, finishing at 171.90. February was up 65 cents at 173.47. The feeder cattle market, January feeders were up $1.15 at 222.20, with the March up 77 cents at 224.27. And lean hogs were higher, with the December up 5 pennies at 68.97. Market information, Mid-America Ag Network.
After Hours Feed Supply in Blue Rapids has protein tubs ready for your cattle nutrition needs. 2810 with urea, 4017 with urea, and 25 all natural. Give Bob Lindquist a call to see which is perfect for your herd. Sunflower and bird feeds also in at After Hours Feed Supply. Call Bob or Todd Lindquist in Blue Rapids.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. The U.S. Agency for International Development recently awarded $22 million to Kansas State University to lead the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab. Director of the lab, Jagger Harvey, discusses what the team of experts around the world will work to accomplish.
So this particular innovation lab is focused on climate-resilient cereals. So the cereals that it focuses on are millet, sorghum, wheat, and rice. And about 60% of cereals globally are rain-fed, so they're not irrigated. And what this innovation lab does is it works on upstream germplasm enhancement. So the basic seeds in a breeder's toolbox that they use to cross and produce the varieties that Kansas farmers or Kenyan farmers or farmers around the world ultimately plant in their fields.
The lab is valuable in hoping to help prepare for the growing world population.
Really, what USAID's vision for this program was, it's again to really move the needle, since we have to have 70% more cereal production by 2050 to feed the estimated 10 billion people that there will be in the world in a harsher and harsher climate. So they really wanted to make sure that they supported the land grant system to flex our full capacity to move the needle to produce climate resilient cereals.
Harvey says how they want the lab to come together to support work that experts are already doing in the field.
There are some fantastic breeders that we're partnering with around the world. They're already extremely successful at producing varieties that farmers and consumers prefer in their countries. Many of them have been trained in advanced universities here in the U.S. land grant system as well and gone back. So looking forward, we want to equip them so that within and beyond this program, they can continue adapting their breeding efforts to a changing climate, using things like computer modeling to look into their crystal ball, see what the climate might be like in 10 years, decide if they want to continue planting corn in certain parts of the country or if something like sorghum and millet will fare much better. And so we want to deliver for USAID, for U.S. agriculture, for global agriculture to continue increasing yield stability in a changing climate so that we can honestly have a more stable world. So really it's a win-win. We're working together through this program, we can really make sure that collectively we can have that 70% more cereal production that's needed by 2050.
That was Jagger Harvey, director of the Feed the Future Climate Resilient Cereals Innovational Lab at K-State, on how this team will work together to support the needs of people in the U.S. and across the globe. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale time 10 a.m. They'll begin with the coal cows, with about 700 head of cattle on the consignment list today. They include 5 mixed running age pairs. Calves are 2 months old. 22 mostly black steers and heifers weighing 400 to 600 pounds. 12 black steers and heifers 4 to 650. 10 black bulls and heifers 450 to 5. 65 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 6. Another 25 in that same range. 98 black and red Angus cross steers and heifers weigh 450 to 650. 21 black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 39 red Angus cross steers and heifers 5 to 650. 15 mostly black steers and heifers 5 to 650. 26 black steers and heifers 5 to 7.25. 23 red Angus cross steers and heifers weigh 6 to 6.25. 100 black and red steers and heifers 6 to 700 pounds. 11 black and red steers, 6 to 7. 40 red Angus steers, 650 to 725. 25 mostly black steers and heifers, 7 to 7 and a quarter. 120 black steers and heifers weighing 7 to 9. 8 yearling Hereford heifers, 8 to 9. And 30 black steers in the 950 to 1,000-pound range. Again, coal cows sell at 10. Sale to follow. Loaded nachos are the special. The Sale Barn Cafe is open today.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, November 30th, the 334th day of the year. Sir Winston Churchill and Mark Twain were both born on this day. Boiling vegetables is about the simplest thing you can do in the kitchen. But here's a few facts that might make you rethink your methods. The longer vegetables are in the water, the more flavor and nutrients they lose. So the goal should be to cook as quickly as possible. Don't set them on the stove in cold water. Bring the water to a boil before adding to the pot. Green vegetables should be cooked in as much water as possible without a lid. Other veggies should have only enough water to cover them, and lids are recommended. And a pinch of salt does double duty, helping water to boil more quickly while adding a touch of seasoning. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more at almanac.com.
It's 7:30 from KNDY, 32 degrees this hour. Highs forecast in the 40s today. Could be a mix of precipitation moving our way late Thursday into Friday.
Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Trace Tull. Colby Rogers had 19 points in Wichita State's 80-68 win over Richmond on Wednesday night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Rogers added 7 rebounds and 3 steals for the Shockers, who are now 7-1. Xavier Bell did score 17 points and added 5 rebounds. Up next for the Shockers is a huge test Sunday at Missouri. Tip-off is slated for 2 p.m. in Columbia, Missouri. Fresh off a comeback win after trailing 14-0, the Chiefs quarterback has racked up another award. Patrick Mahomes was named the AFC Offensive Player of the Week, the 10th time he has received that award in his career. Mahomes threw for nearly 300 yards and a pair of touchdown passes, leading the Chiefs to a 31-17 win over the Las Vegas Raiders. According to the NFL's release, Mahomes has thrown for 2 or more touchdowns in 66 games, the most by any player in his first 7 seasons. Mid-America Network Sports.
High school basketball season tips off Thursday night. Marysville girls and boys at Hiawatha. Games live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Dylan Rodell plays host Pawnee City. Marysville home opener hosting Sabetha is Friday evening. Again, the game's live on KNDY. Friday night tip-offs include Valley Heights hosting Raleigh County, Hanover home to Thayer Central, Frankfort at Pawnee City, Axtell entertains Donovan West, Centralia's host to Nemaha Central, Dylan Rodell at HTRS, and Southern tips off at Palmyra.
KNDY.
For these times in which we live, where the worst of what we live is laid out for all. Yeah.